While a felon sits in the White House dictating acts against democracy and humanity, some people who voted for him are doing good things. This is a lesson I learned firsthand last week. Arriving home with my groceries, I was greeted by a kitty meowing his little head off as he circled my yard, then headed to my neighbor's. I followed. He made a beeline for the man who was working in his garage and proceeded to make himself at home. The little guy was 6 or 9 months old with no collar. Through a series of phone calls and online searches, I discovered that the police would come with a microchip reader, and no, he had no chip either. This was the beginning of several days of calling, posting, networking, and begging to find a home or a humane placement for him, as it was becoming clear he had been dumped. And then I discovered he had a twin brother who had been found a few blocks away. Meanwhile, our little guy was endearing himself to the neighbor couple, even though she was clearly allergic. He went from his temporary home in the garage to inside their house, where he became known as Mocha Latte, or Latte for short. At this writing, he'll either become their new family member or reunite with his brother at a foster home. And I got to know a generous, caring family. Even though we had opposing yard signs last year, we share a common humanity through our love of animals. I'm Paula Garrett, and that's my perspective.